How can we help?
We've lost, I don't know, something. I am no longer able to maintain this orbit, nor am I able to use the main thrusters. It's all, you know, dead, I guess. It's all shut down.
The Nameless Ones by James Tate. The moths come and eat everything within sight. They come by the millions and darken the sky. You can hear their jaws munching at night. It's an awful sound. And in the morning, the trees are bare, not a leaf anywhere. I close the windows and lock the doors, but still they get in. What they're looking for, I don't know. A pot of geranium. They're ravenous. They won't leave until they're sure there's nothing left. There's nothing left, I tell them. And they're gone. They rev their engines. The sky darkens for a few moments, and they're gone. The trees are bare. Some of them will never come back. But it's a bright day. I knocked on Connie's door. You can come out now, honey. They're all gone, I said. Are you sure? She said. I'm sure. Come on out and see for yourself, I said. She opened the door. She had one crawling in her hair, but I didn't want to say anything. My God, they ate everything. I could hear them all night long. It was horrible, she said. I'm sure they must have gotten into the house. Well, I found a few I've taken care of, I said. There shouldn't be any more. Connie slowly poked about the house, investigating. She found several in each cupboard, which I quickly disposed of, but not before she could scream. What the hell are they, anyway, she said. That's the problem. Scientists have never seen anything quite like them before. They don't know what they are. They don't seem to be related to anything. They're as much in the dark as we are, I said. That's just great, she said. Well, at least they don't eat livestock and pets. Well, that's not exactly true, I said. What do you mean, she said. Well, there have been some unconfirmed reports of missing cattle and sheep and a few pets. And one child is missing, but you know how these things are. A certain amount of hysteria has to be taken into account. It will probably all work out, I said. Whoever heard of a flesh-eating moth, she said. It gives me the creeps to even think about it. Until it's confirmed, it's probably best to just put it out of your mind, I said. You know, I hate to admit it, but they were kind of beautiful. They were jet black, with those bright yellow spots on their wings. I almost wish we had kept a couple to remember them by, you know, as pets in jars or something, she said. I was shocked at first to hear her say this, but the more I thought about it, the more I agreed that it wouldn't be such a bad thing to have a couple of them around in captivity as pets. I reached up and grabbed the one out of her hair. Ouch, I said. It bit me. Put it in something quickly, she said. Let's see if we can find another one, she said. I suggested we wear gloves this time, and Connie agreed. We pulled out drawers and looked in closets and under the bed with no success. There's got to be another one somewhere, she said. But there wasn't. Connie finally gave up. She sat staring at the moth in the jar all evening. No one knows who you are, she said. And now I've got you. How does it feel to be so alone, to be so beautiful, and have nothing?